I do. Spreading a little holiday cheer here, but one of the things we need to talk about this time of year is home security. And we're here with Robert Vallelonga, owner of Acme Locksmith, the Rosie Certified Locksmith in Maricopa County. Has been for 7 or 8 or 9 years at least. So, Robert, one of the things we ought to do is give your phone number out. How would you like people to get in touch with you if they would like a security check of their home, or you actually have some information on your website?
Yeah, you can give us a call at 480-380-2263.
Valley-wide,
or just go to acmelocksmith.com. You can schedule an appointment online, get a little discount for scheduling online. One of the things we have on our website that I think a lot of people can benefit from is a knowledge center. In particular, a residential section on that knowledge center. A lot of these points that we've touched on today can be found there. We have a document on that site, 7 easy tips you can do to improve the security of your home. These are things homeowners can do that are not only simple, but affordable, that they could take care of themselves that greatly enhance that home security.
They could download it off your website and make it their next little to-do list.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
All easy stuff they can do themselves. Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. All right. Let's talk about once the criminal is in the house, how can we build a defense system to protect our possessions and our family once there?
Well, one of the best things that you could do is have a good, high-quality home safe within your house. Not only to protect your possessions, a lot of them are fire-rated so that you could protect things like passports and documentations and photos, but also have one that has a good security rating if you're going to put valuables in it. One of the very tough things that homeowners have is finding a high security safe for the home that's small. So if they have jewelry, something that actually gives them a high level of protection, we can help them find something that meets their needs so that they can protect not only the paperwork, but the valuables as well.
I tell people, generally speaking, in the old days, if someone broke in your home, the first place they're going to go is master bedroom closet.
That's true. Statistically, that's very, very true.
Yeah.
And in the old days, people used to put in floor safes because they were great. You could hide it. It was a great thing to do. But now with the post-tension slabs, it's not easy to install a floor safe anymore.
Aha. So what are your options? What do you have people do? It's in wall?
In wall is good, but you can't get a fire rating on most walls that are already constructed because they're only 4 inches deep. So
okay.
If you put a fire rating on a safe, you'd only have a half inch of space left to work with. So what you've really got to do then is you've got to make sure you get one that's burglary rated and then put it in an area of your home that's not targeted. We always tell people to put it in the laundry room. Nobody tosses a laundry room, right?
Okay.
But everybody's going straight to the master bedroom, like you said.
And the other place they're going more and more often is if you have a computer workstation set up, and on the wall you've got like these files that are hung, bills to be paid,
right,
statements to be filed. I mean, that's, you get to a workstation like that, and for a thief, you've now got a gold mine.
Yeah, that's right. If anybody captures that information, it's going to impact you for your entire life. And, you know, sort of a side point of that, a lot of people don't think about when they buy a home rekeying their mailboxes. But just like you want to rekey your home to protect anybody from having a pass key from getting into the house,
If
you've just purchased a home, get that mailbox lock changed as well. You own that lock. A locksmith can take care of it for you, and that will prevent anybody from getting access to your mail and possibly your identity.
Well, and the other thing I tell people all the time is do not go to the neighborhood hardware store and buy a hide-a-key and put it next to the door or put a key under the mat.
Yeah, and that's the biggest mistake is they put it right there in the vicinity of where people want to gain access. I'm not personally opposed to them if they're buried in the backyard in the corner where nobody's going to go and look.
You know what I tell people a lot of times? Find a neighbor you trust so much that you can leave a key in their yard and then have them leave a key in your yard. And so the hide-a-keys are in your yard, but you don't know which house in the subdivision it unlocks.
Well, even better yet, put an electronic lock on the front door now.
Talk about an electronic lock.
Yeah, go with a lock that has a PIN code. So instead of giving your neighbors keys and then maybe worried about somebody in their family finding them, have a PIN code on your door. You're not going to get locked out. If you ever get home and you don't have your key, you just put in your PIN code, you go in. If you have a relationship with a dog walker or a house cleaner or a relationship that goes sour, you just pull that PIN code right out of the system, and those people no longer have access to your home. You don't have to pay to have your home rekeyed.
How about fingerprint locks?
You mean biometric?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I mean, on the home market, they're not real prevalent yet.
Okay.
And personally, you know, unless you're going super high end, even the technology on the commercial market's not that great.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the touchpad that they have now, their fingerprint resistors, they're nice touchpads. They look like your iPhones.
Yeah.
They've got some nice technology behind them. I've got one on my front door, and I just love it.
Okay. All right. So that's the way to go. Robert, let's give your phone number out one more time.
480-380-2263, and that's acmelocksmith.com.
Where you can download the 7 things you can do yourself at your home for pennies that will greatly enhance the security of your home this holiday season.
Absolutely.
All that to say, all of us here at Rosie on the House and everyone at Acme Locksmith would like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas, right?
Happy holidays.
Have we missed anything?
I think we've got it all. Check that stuff out. It's good information.
Don't leave wrappings and boxes out on the curb.
Don't advertise to the neighborhood that you got a new big screen TV
right.
or a new computer. Right.
Right? There you go. Crunch that up and get it in your dumpster.
That's a great tip. Absolutely. Folks, we hope that today was as fun for you as it was for us. Hope you'll tune in next Saturday morning. And in the meantime, between now and then, take any blessing you receive from us today and pay it forward.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.